Sports brought to you by Wyman Building Supply, WWC Engineering. 10 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. You're a little, you're stuck in 6 o'clock.
I don't want to mess anybody up, man. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
It's almost 8 o'clock. Let's put it that way. James Timberlake in the saddle this morning. How we doing?
Good.
Today's
Thursday.
Yeah, it is, and it's Juneteenth Day.
It is Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth.
Yes, commemorating 1865 on this date, the announcement of the abolition of slavery in the U.S. state of Texas, and more generally, the emancipation of enslaved African Americans throughout the former Confederate States of America. It is a federal holiday. Happy Juneteenth today. Happy birthday to Felicia Rashad. She's 77 today from The Cosby Show, actress. Singer Ann Wilson from Heart, 75 today. Paula Abdul is 63 today.
Paula Abdul.
Yes. On the date book.
She a one-hit wonder?
No.
In your opinion? Okay.
I don't think so. No.
I know the one song by her, but...
You know, I think she's more remembered by being an American Idol judge.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably fair.
Hey, James, on the date book, 1953, if you've not read this, and I'm sure you have because you're such a reader.
Okay.
Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, convicted of passing U.S. atomic secrets to the Soviet Union back in 1953.
Yeah.
Executed in Sing Sing Prison in New York on this date. What a story.
I know a little bit about that story, but that is...
Quite a story.
Yeah.
1846, the first baseball game. Under recognizable modern rules was played
in
Bogan, New Jersey.
They were starting to shift the
we're starting to shift the
dates now. We had one the other day that was the first official baseball game, but now first official baseball game under modern ideal rules.
Under recognizable modern rules.
So that should we call that one the first official game?
Or? I think so.
Okay.
Why not? If it was under modern recognizable rules, don't you think that's the first baseball game?
So what was the other one then?
Were they
playing under cricket rules,
I guess? I think somebody just was,
if I throw this stick at that, or if I throw this rock at that stick, it kind of like bounces back towards me.
Right.
Let's make a game out of this.
1941, General Mills in Minneapolis created a new dry breakfast cereal called Cheerios. Cheerios. Later named Cheerios.
Overrated.
I know.
Terrible.
It is terrible. Thank you.
It tastes like General Mills.
Tastes like dry something or other. I don't know what it is.
It tastes like nothing.
Hey, guess what this tastes like? Eat an Oreo day, James.
Tastes like Oreos.
Yes, Oreo day today.
I've had to find substitutes for my beloved Oreos over the last year, essentially. Because, I mean, they're just, sugar bombs, essentially. But there's good replacements out there.
Well, you can have a cheat day. I had a cheat night last night at First Federal's, business after hours. They had some awesome desserts there.
Steve Sisson just texted me. He said Paula Abdul had 6 consecutive number one hits. So definitely not a one hit wonder. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Way
of that,
to spank
that,
him, Steve.
I'm not of that generation. All right.
You just got spanked by Steve Sisson.
I'm sorry, Steve.
I didn't know that either, so.
He would know. He's
but
the guy to know that.
We learned something new today,
there
right?
There you go.
Today's box day.
Now, a question for Steve, too.
Oh.
Now I'm having an off-air conversation.
You're having an off-air while we're on-air conversation.
Would it be safe to say that she is more popular because of American Idol than her number one hits? I don't know. Interesting question to have.
Okay.
Anyways.
You know what today is, too? Recess at work. Should we all go outside
at a certain time?
We should just go outside about 10 o'clock.
Everybody should kind of just have...
10 minutes, go outside. Come on, beautiful day. It's going to be 90. We can have a little recess of work day.
I think that's a great idea. Should just have once every couple hours, you go out for 30 minutes. Just do anything you want.
Every 2 hours for 30 minutes?
Yeah, why not? Just hang out for 30 minutes.
Wow, James.
Who cares?
That's quite the day you got planned there.
You get a full, 2 hours in after an 8-hour day or whatever?
We could do a little recess at work today experiment.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we'll fly that kite.
There's no wind.
Yeah, I know.
Not that
it's
I'm
probably too hot.
Not that I'm wanting wind. No, it's not.
No, I mean, like, the wind won't pick up because it's hot. So hot.
So.
I don't know how it works.
It's a whole meteorological thing.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
My dad, one of the smarter people I know, even he was like, I don't want to do this because it's so hard to figure out meteorology.
Not anymore. I mean, they got all the tools.
Well, in terms of having to learn it, like how to predict weather and whatnot.
The old days, yeah. They had to really, you know, do the pocket, you know, slide rules and the pocket protectors.
I mean, it's weird to think about, but up until essentially before the 70s and 80s, we were never predicting hurricanes. It was just like
it just happened.
Yeah, people in the southern part of the United States were just like, wow, this storm's really bad. Maybe we should get inside.
I know. All right, James, this is for the ladies of the world. A new study found the scent of grapefruit on women make them seem younger to men. Wow.
Okay. What a random confluence of things.
Huh? And a study of smells shows that the scent of grapefruit on women make them seem about 6 years younger. However, grapefruit fragrance on men does nothing for them, except for the question that would come up. It's like,
right,
you eating grapefruit?
Yeah, true. What does it smell like?
So, ladies, smear some grapefruit on yourself today, and you will seem younger to men, like about 6 years. Then they did the thing where Then they smeared middle-aged women with broccoli, bananas.
Who signed up for this experiment?
Yeah, no. Spearmint leaves and lavender. None of those scents made a difference to men.
And now you're walking around smelling like spearmint, broccoli, lavender, like, and grapefruit.
Hey, is that broccoli I smell?
Yeah. By the way, also really quickly, I'm sorry. I'm getting flooded with texts now.
Let's see what happens.
I have awoken the Paul Abdul Hyde. I got a text from Grant. I got two texts from Jill now. They're all telling me Paul Abdul is huge in the 90s. All right? I'm sorry.
James. He's getting spanked with Paula Abdul today.
I knew her from American Idol. That's what I knew her from.
Everybody's texting you. Paula Abdul. She was big in the 90s.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I was born in 97.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you how many number ones, but I knew she had some.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that she was very popular.
I was here. I hear a couple
I
of
wonder
songs
if she
all the time.
Smeared grapefruit on herself to seem younger.
If you're that famous, you usually have some better, more monetarily,
a little better perfume.
Yeah, well, like more monetarily expensive options at your hand if you want to try to look younger.
I like that. Smear grapefruit on yourself. Okay.
Also, or don't. Who cares?
Do what?
I said, or don't. Who cares?
Who cares? Right. Such a random thing to smear on yourself.
If you're smearing grapefruit on yourself to try to look younger, just in general, man or woman, whatever, there might be something else going on.
I think if I'm the guy, it raises another question.
Right.
Like, I'm like, really smell like grapefruit.
Well, I'm also like, is this really that big of a deal to you? You're smearing grapefruit on yourself? Why?
Right. Speaking of first dates.
Yeah.
Listerine financed a poll. Jeez, did they even need this? They asked, what's the most embarrassing thing that can happen on your first date?
Right.
What do you think it is?
Let me think. Listerine. Probably
Listerine.
Bad breath.
Probably.
Wow,
you would be correct. The most embarrassing thing. Jeez, I can't even imagine.
That's probably, honestly, even if it wasn't Listerine, that's probably.
Okay, here's a question that pops in my head. I go on a first date. And.
When's the last time you had a first date, by the way?
Yeah. Decades ago.
It was before Paula Abdul had number one.
I can't even recall, James. Yeah. So you go on a first date, and probably high school, late high school.
That was your last first date? Wow.
Yeah, I didn't do the dating thing.
Well, it also sounds like you found the one.
I didn't date. I just was shy.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm the same way.
Right. You know the deal. But yes.
It's always awkward.
So let me ask you this. You go on a date, James.
Mm-hmm.
You kiss her.
Okay.
Bad breath.
Probably not first date.
Okay. Well, good choice.
Right.
I agree with you. Unless she kisses you.
First date's lunch. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
And then hope
all
she
right. We're running out of time
back.
Here. Hang
Sorry.
On. Answer the question. The question is, would you tell her?
No. God, no. God, no.
Not only
that's
no.
That's a conversation.
It's a God, no.
No. That's a conversation. That's a conversation like when we're married, maybe.
All right, James. There you go. Fox News on the way next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning. It's 8 a.m.